This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took to the streets. An unusual show of determination at this time of the year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity as citizens take their summer break. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Macron's new set of measures took to the streets. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. In the U.S., the state of Florida is the new epicenter for the COVID cases in the country. It's reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19 just in a day. It's the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to the federal health data released Saturday, as its theme park resorts again start asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S., as a highly contagious and a Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and three other prefectures near Tokyo as a record high of COVID-19 cases have raised fears that the country's already strained medical system could collapse amid the Tokyo Olympics. The Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and the government will add the prefectures to areas under the state of emergency, which already covers Tokyo and Okinawa, from next Monday through August 31st. The COVID-19 emergency state previously declared for Tokyo and Okinawa through August 22nd will now be extended until the end of the month as well. The emergency period started last week, covering the ongoing Olympic Games. It will also partly overlap with the Paralympics kicking off on August 24th. Eateries and bars offering liquor or providing karaoke services are now required to shut under the state of emergency. While the government pays out money for compliance, those not serving alcohol are asked to close at 2000 local time. The U.S. Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed petroleum products tanker that was attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman. The U.S. military said on Saturday, adding the ship was most likely hit by a drone strike. Still photographs released by the U.S. Navy on Friday showed preparations underway to assist the damaged tanker. Mercer Street, a Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned vessel, is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, according to U.S. Central Command. Israel's foreign minister blamed Iran for the attack, which killed two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian. There was no immediate official reaction from Iran. Tunisian authorities jailed an opposition lawmaker and charged four members of the powerful Islamist movement, according to local media. The moves came after the president decided to suspend parliament and seize exceptional powers. The ENADA members were accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament building. And President Kais Saied's announcement Sunday saying that he's trying to save the country amid public anger at the government over joblessness, rising prices, and one of Africa's worst coronavirus outbreaks. Critics, most notably ENADA, accuse him of a coup. China and India have missed a UN deadline to submit fresh targets for cutting their greenhouse gas emissions. Officials say the world's two most populous countries are among dozens that failed to provide an update on their plans. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.